to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He's on the mall. Joining us right now is Jeffrey Lord, a CNN contributor and the author of What America Needs, The Case for Trump. Of course, not only is he a conservative commentator and author, but also clearly from the title of the book, a Trump supporter and surrogate. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Well, listen, race has been at the forefront of this conversation over the last 10 days, it appears. And it seems to be, first of all, Hillary Clinton's over-the-top speech last week equating the Republican Party and voters with the KKK was an astonishing reaction to Donald Trump reaching out and trying to speak directly to black voters in America. Do you take this as sort of a histrionic reaction to something that is actually a vulnerable spot for Democrats, the fact that life in America is not that great for black Americans, and they seem to have one-party rule in most cities?
Yeah, you know, as we speak, I'm watching CNN, and they've got somebody on there and noting how many people were killed, how many African-Americans were killed in the city of Chicago this weekend, and that there's been over 2,000 murders in Chicago this year, and we're only August.
Sorry, Jeff, 2,000 shootings, you mean, not murders.
Shootings, exactly. Now, where do we start here? With this business of the Ku Klux Klan, this is something that the Democratic Party, number one, has a horrific history with. The Ku Klux Klan exists in the first place because it was created, according to historians, as, and I'm quoting here, the military arm of the Democratic Party, and another historian from, I think, the University of North Carolina called it the terrorist arm of the Democratic Party in the 1870s after the end of the Civil War. Ku Klux Klan members have routinely been members of Congress, from the Democratic Party in the United States Senate, the United States House. They've been governors. Franklin Roosevelt put a Klan member on the Supreme Court, who later, I might add, was the justice responsible for sending all Japanese Americans to internment camps because of their skin color. This is something that the Democratic Party has created. Now, what's happened here is that for decades they have tried to pin this in Congressly on the Republican Party. In 1964, they put together an ad trying to blame Barry Goldwater for the Ku Klux Klan, featuring a grand wizard, so-called, of the Alabama Klan, saying, "I like Barry Goldwater, we need to help him." I remember in 1980, Jimmy Carter tried to tie Ronald Reagan to the Ku Klux Klan. Mm. This is what they do. They play racial politics. So what we're seeing here with Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton is nothing new. This is what they do. They've been doing it since their party was founded. They're doing it now. There's nothing new about this. Meanwhile, you've got people dead in the streets of Chicago here, where they've been running these cities for decades.
Right.
And this woman was shot to death by two guys. What were these guys doing out on the street in the first place? I mean, this is something that is a direct result of their policies, and they play the race card all of the time, and I think the American people are sick of it, and it's lethal for a lot of people, absolutely lethal.
And yet we hear that Donald Trump wants to go to the African-American community, wants to go to black churches, wants to reach out and talk to them directly, and the Democrats lose their mind over such an idea.
Correct. And that's because here's the essence of the political formula for Democrats. Right from the moment Thomas Jefferson made his alliance with slave owners to win the election in 1800, all the way through to today in Hillary Clinton, appealing directly to, as they call them in the New York Times, the black and brown communities. The equation is this: play the race card plus progressivism, and that equals political election victories. When a Republican like Donald Trump comes along and challenges this directly, they go crazy because they are truly afraid that if they don't get to play that race card anymore and it's challenged and upended, they will lose. And that is what will happen, and that's why they're so upset.
All right, Jeff Lord, moving away from the race aspect of the race, let's talk about what's ahead for the political campaigns. And the biggest thing on the agenda would be the debates, I would think. You would agree. And Donald Trump is being prepared, by all accounts in the news, by Roger Ailes, radio host Laura Ingraham, Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani, and Ivanka Trump.
Radio about the A-team.
What advice do you think they are giving him?
Well, I don't know, but I can take a guess based on past experience what Roger Ailes is saying to him, and I'll give you a quick anecdote. In 1984, President Reagan was running for re-election against Walter Mondale, and he had a terrible first debate with Mondale. He lost it, and what he was trying to do was remember every fact and figure of his administration, every little detail, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there were so many things here and so many things there, et cetera. They called in Roger Ailes, and Roger Ailes sat down with the president and said, "Mr. President, you got elected because of your principles and your themes. Forget all these details. Don't stuff your head with these things. Focus on your themes and your principles. And every question you get, take it back to one of those themes and one of those principles." That's what Reagan did, and one of the deals at the time was, well, because of that debate performance, was he too old to be president? So the question came, and Reagan looked the moderator in the eye and said, "I will not make my age an issue. I will not make my opponent's youth and inexperience an issue in this campaign."
Yeah.
And everybody burst out laughing, including Walter Mondale, and the debate was over and Reagan won. That was a direct result of Roger Ailes. So I imagine he knows Donald Trump very well. They've been friends for decades, that he is having exactly that kind of conversation with Donald Trump. In other words, be yourself. Don't get coached into doing something that is, you know, you are not comfortable with, and then go out there and deal with Hillary Clinton on that basis.
All right. Can I get a quick read on what you think he's going to say regarding immigration on Wednesday?
I think this is just going to be a fine-tuning. I mean, I think he's very determined. You know, if you've come in here illegally, you've got to go back, and then you can re-enter legally. But the country, every country has borders. This country does, and I think he will restate this and fine-tune it.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Jeffrey Lord, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. 840-